Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Peches. We left off on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. We're at Tanur Rabbanan Shlosh Dvarim Hitir Rabbi Chananya Ben Akavya La Anshe Tveria. So that's what we're going to start with, the three leniencies that Rabbi Chananya Ben Akavya had specifically for the Anshe Tveria. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lender and honor his wife and children. We thank him very much. Also, we're then going to discuss pouring water off of a balcony. We've been discussing a lot about drawing water into a balcony, but what if you want to pour water out? And most of the daf is going to be about pouring water out of places. We're going to discuss whether a reshus that you normally use, but in an unauthorized way, there just happens to be an empty churva next to you, so you take the liberty of using it, so can that reshus asur on you on Shabbos? And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about pouring water out in a chatzer when you know that it's going to flow out into the reshus harabim. You're not pouring it into the Rosh Hashanah, you're just pouring it in the Chatzar, but you know that it's going to go out into the Rosh Hashanah. Is that permissible on Shabbos? Gemara is going to bring two opinions. Why it is that in the Mishnah we talk about a chatzer that has to be dafka 4 amos by 4 amos to pour water out into it? Where do we get that size? Why would it matter the size of the chatzer if you're pouring the water into the chatzer? You're not pouring it into Rosh Hashanah. So we're going to have two shitos, nafkamina between the shitos, rayas in one direction or the other, and then then the Gemara is going to discuss pouring water out during the winter versus during the summertime and why that might make a difference. And that discussion will bring us pretty much to the end of the perek. This is the last daf of the 8th perek of Maseches Erevin. So let's begin. Tanu Rabbanan. We're about 7 lines from the end of the page. Last word in line is Hitir, right in the middle of the line. Tanu Rabbanan. Shlosh Dvarim Hitir, or Gimel Dvarim Hitir, Rabbi Chanan Ben Akavya, L'Anshei Tveria. The Rabbi Chanan Ben Akavya was Matir, 3 things specifically for the Anshei Tveria. Number 1, Memalin Mayim Igzustra B'Shabbos, that they could fill up water from a Igzustra, from a balcony on Shabbos. Number 2, Vitominin Ba. Ba'atza. They're allowed to insulate things in atza, in some type in beanstalks, even though, we'll see what the issue is. And number 3, mistapkin balontis. They're allowed to dry off using a towel on Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses each of these items one by one. So number 1, malamayim exustra b'Shabbos hadamaran. That we already explained yesterday, that exustra that goes over the water. If it's 4 by 4 amos, you're allowed to fill up water from there because you can view the kof as if it's bent over, and therefore your 4x4 tefach hole has in fact 10 tefachim walls, or imaginary 10 tefach walls all around it. So that was chiddush number 1. The second thing that he allowed, v'tomin ba'atza maihi, what's that about? Titanya, because we have a brisa, hishkim lahavi psoldas. If a person wakes up early in the morning to bring grain from the field in order to be the psoldas of the grain from the field in order to put peros into it, in order to cover peros with it, in bishvil sheyesh alav tal, if the reason he goes out early in the morning to collect this psoles is because it has dew on it at that time and he wants it dafka to be moist, sareu b'chiyutan, then it's not a violation, but it's machshir the peros that he's going to put inside that psoles to be mekabel tuma, because the halacha is that the Torah tells us ki yutan mayim al zera v'nafal min avlasim alav tameh ulachem, that food can only become tameh once it first becomes hukshel kabel tuma. How does it become hukshel kabel tuma? If one of the zayin mashkim come in contact with it. But the Gemara darshins in Maseches Bava Metzia and Daf Chaf Beis that it's spelled kiyitain, even though it's pronounced kiyutan. So we darshin yutan dum yudiyitain, that it's true when one of the zayin mashkim comes in contact with food, it's hukshel kabel tuma, but only if you're pleased with the idea that the zayin mashkim are coming in contact with the food. So if you went out of your way to dafka gather in this psoles while it was moist because you wanted it to dafka be moist with dew, then clearly when you're using it to cover up your food, you want the food to become moist with that dew, and therefore it's going to be makshul kabel tuma. But if the only reason you're going out early in the morning is because you just can't schedule everything in your day, you have to work during the day, so you have to go early in the morning to do the chores that you need to do around the house, like to collect this psoles, then Shainu b'chiyutan. Then there is no dumyu d'kiyite, and then there is no clear intention of getting it moist. So it's not uchshar l'kabel tuma. So that's what was the special psak for the anshei tveria? That stam anshei tveria kimisha shlo yibatal mimalach dami. That regularly anshei tveria, we assume that the reason they go out early in the morning is to not interfere with their work days later on, and not because they're interested in the moisture on the psoles, and therefore we assume that the psak that Rechanan ben Kavi gave was that their produce is not going to become huchshar l'kabel tuma. This is how Rashi understands our sugya. The Mi'iri, however, and I think Rabbeinu Chananel as well, some other Rishonim understand that the Gemara is not talking about huchshar l'kabel tuma, not huchshar l'kabel tuma, that the real psak was not, meaning clearly kiyutan and einu b'chiyutan is about huchshar l'kabel tuma, but that's just being used as a mashal in this discussion. The special thing about Anshei Tveria that we were paskening is a psak halacha with regard to hatmana on Shabbos, because you see that word of being matmin that it describes, that they would use it to be matmin their produce. So that's an inyan of hatmana on Shabbos, that even though it's a davar mosif hevel, that when it's moist, it's something that will add heat. But nevertheless, if it's ain kavanasula hatmin, if the intention is not about retaining the heat, then it's not a violation of hatmana. Certainly, the pashut reading of the Gemara sounds much more like Rashi, meaning we're clearly talking about hakshar l'kabel tuma in the Gemara, so why would we jump from there and say that the specific psak for Anshei Tveria had nothing to do with Hachshar l'kabel tuma? And then the third thing, Mestapik b'alun tismayhi, and what's the psak halacha about drying with a towel? Detani, Mestapik adam b'alun tis, a person is allowed to dry off after washing, he's allowed to dry off with a towel on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and we're not choshesh that he's going to be sochet the water out of the towel. You're not allowed to do schita, you're not allowed to squeeze water out of a cloth. And you can put it in a cubby in the bathhouse. But you shouldn't give the towels back to the bathhouse attendant, because they're chashud on the violation of schita. So you also shouldn't bring it back to your house, because there's a chashash that you might forget and you might be sochet. So you just leave it in the bathhouse. You use it and then you put it down. Rabbi Shimon Omer af mevia biyoda l'toch peso. Rabbi Shimon says no, you can even bring it back home. You don't have to put it in a locker in the bathhouse. We're not choshish that you're going to come to be sochet. So apparently there is room to aser being mistapik ba'alontis so that you don't come to do schita. But Rabbi Chananya was matir being sofik ba'alontis, drying off with a towel. He was not concerned that you're going to come l'day schita. The Rishonim raised the question, why is an aser because of kibbutz? The Gemara Masechet Zvachim tells us that soaking a beged in water, zehu kibuso, that is how you are mechabes a beged. So when you dry off with a towel, isn't that a violation that you're soaking the towel? The towel is a beged, and therefore it's a violation of kibus. So the Rishonim have different approaches. This Tosos Masechet Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph gives a couple of terutzim. In one of his terutzim, he says, shuriyasu zehu kibuso dafka, if the beged was dirty, there was some blood on it, there was some stain on it, so then you soak it in water to remove the stain. The towel is clean beforehand. You're the one that's making it dirty by using it, right? The towel was perfectly clean beforehand. You would not say in such a case, Shriyasa Zui Kibuso. Also says Tosos, another teretz, that when the soaking is done, derech lichluch, like by drying off with a towel or cleaning up your hands with a towel, that's not called Zui Kibuso. I mean, it's all about how you're using it. That, if you take a towel and you put it in the washing machine, that's zehu kibuso, even though it's soaking in water. When you take a towel and you just wash your hands and you dry off your hands with it, that is sullying the towel. That is not cleaning the towel. So in Sefer HaTruma, he says that the real reason it's not kibus is you have no kavana for kibus. That triyasu zehu kibuso is when that's part of your kavana. So also we said that not to give it to the bathhouse attendants because they're chashudin al oso davar. So how do we understand? Rashi and the Meiri say alos adavar means the very matter that we have what to be concerned about with the towel, namely the matter of schita, that they're chashud and alos osodavar about schita. It is somewhat unusual to use the phrase osodavar to be referring to schita. Osodavar normally means like the unmentionable, something that's like, you know, far beyond what a Jew would ever do, you know, that kind of thing. Rabbeinu Chananel, Masechta Shabbos, and Kuf Mem Zayin and Beis, and the Aruch say that osodavar means zima, that the balanim were chashad on znus and zima, so don't give them the towel because they're gonna ruin it, they're gonna dirty it with their shikhva zera. That's the concern of osodavar. No real remes to that in the Gemara, but that's they spoke in code when they spoke about things that were not nice. So that's how Rabbeinu Chananel understands. Now, bizman hazeh, are we allowed to use towels? So the Rishonim discuss why it is that you're allowed to use a towel on Shabbos. Why weren't they gozer sheyavu lidei schita? So the Ran writes in Masechta Shabbos that the heter is because anyone who washes needs to dry off. So if you're going to ask for drying off, you might as well ask for ruchitza, and that's a gzeira shein rov atibri chol lamad ba. So we can't, meaning if you're going to ask for drying, then you're asking bathing, and asking washing on Shabbos is a gzeira shein rov atibri chol lamad ba. So the Magen Avraham in Simon Shin Aleph quotes this shita of the Ran, and he says that l'chora bizman hazeh, if you live in a climate that's not particularly hot, you can do without bathing for Shabbos, so then it should be also this topic. But he says it could be that once they never made the gzeira, so then we're in the clear. They never made the gzeira, and therefore we're allowed to be mistopic. But he says, tov listopic bebeged she'eno makbid al meimav. Better to be mistopic with the beged that you're not going to mind if the beged gets wet, that it's not going to bother you that the beged gets wet. So don't take a beged, don't take your clothing and dry with your clothing. Make sure that you have an actual towel that's meant for that purpose, that you don't mind if it gets wet. Another reason the chum were not choshesh for drying, that it's going to be lead to schita. The Eliyahu Rabbah writes in the name of the Yireim, in the name of the Sefer Truma, the Eliyahu Rabbah writes that you don't have that much water on you when you dry off. The chum were only choshesh for schita when you'd get something really soaked. But if you're just drying your hands after Netilas Yadayim, you're just drying your face, you're just drying off a little bit, that's not considered something that there's a concern of schita. The Aruch HaShabbos points out, depends on the size of the person, depends on the size of the towel, right? A person should probably be careful then if he gets totally soaked, his whole body is soaked, not to take a hand towel to wash himself, to dry himself off. If it's all about the quantity of the water and the size of the person that it's covering. And then a third sheet of the Gra writes that the reason we're matir and we're not choshish for schita is because a towel is ein makbid al meimav, that a person is not makbid about the water in the towel. Like we said, a towel is made for that purpose, so since it's made for that purpose, ein makbid al meimav, we're not concerned that you're going to come to be sochet the water out of the towel. So the Aruch HaShabbos again points out, dafka to use such a beged, dafka to use a towel, don't use other begadim, where you would be makbid al meimav to dry off on Shabbos. So that's the reason that we're not goes there. But all of these piskei halacha were initially, whether they apply for all of us, or whether they only apply for Anshei Tveria, they were certainly initially given dafka for the Anshei Tveria by Reb Chanan ben Akavya, right? That was his focus, was the Anshei Tveria. So what is it about the Anshei Tveria that they are different, that they're some way special, better or worse than everybody else, that they're singled out over here? So the Achronim discuss whether the Anshei Tveria were Balei Torah, and therefore they got these special psakim, or dafka the opposite. The Gemara Maseches Megillah tells us Rekes Zu Tveria, that there's a place called Rekes, but it's really Tveria, and it's only called Rekes because Afilu Rekarnu Shabar Malei Mitzvos Karimon, that even the most empty people, the biggest Amaratzim there, are full of mitzvos like a Rimon. So the Turei Evan raises the question, why is Tveria better than the rest of Eretz Yisrael? You can say that it has greater Kedusha, that causes that there's no Yetzer Hara, that the people there don't have a Yetzer Hara, so why does it have greater Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, all of Eretz Yisrael? And furthermore, Yerushalayim has more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and we don't find that you have this Maila, Afilu Reikadim, Armali Mitzvos in Yerushalayim. And furthermore, says the Turei Evan, the Gemara Darshan's Beferish and Masech Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin, that every Jew is Malaya Mitzvos Kerimon, Afilu Reikadim Shabach Kepelach Rimon Rakaseich, Afilu Reikadim Shabach Armali Mitzvos Kerimon. Why is it Dafka the Anshei Tveria? So in the Kuntras Akron, the Turei Evan quotes a Maharshash that asks one more question. He says, where does the word Rekes tell you that they're Malaya Mitzvos Kerimon? Rekes is a remes to Rekanin. It's that the Rekanin. So why would you, where did the Malay Mitzvahs Karimon come from? So the Marashash says that Chazal didn't want to say not nice things. The Anshei Tveri were really Rekanin. That was the point, that they were Rekanin. But, you know, we try to be more positive when we talk about Jewish people. So we say that Afilu Rekanim are Malay Mitzvahs Karimon. But what we're really saying is, you want to find the Rekanin? They're all in Tveria. So it's we're saying that the Tveria is worse than everywhere else. So they were so mechal. They used that drush in Sanhedrin about all of the Jewish people, that every rake among the Jewish people is Malay Mitzvahs Karimon. We say, yeah, you find the people that the redeeming quality is the Rimon, you know, in Tveria, because they're really all a bunch of Rekanin. So that's one approach. However, others assume, no, just the opposite, that Anshei Tveria are on a higher level because the Be'er Shel Miriam was in Tveria, or because it's B'tibura Shel Aretz, something like that. There's something about Tveria that makes it special. Okay, so that's a discussion in the Achronim, for example, in the Sefer Tabura Aretz, as he quoted here in the Penina Halacha section in the Masifta, he says that Anshei Tveria are miyuchad in that they were makabel Shabbos early every week. So it's the zchus of Shmiras Shabbos that's the Gemara Masecha Shabbos that tells us that the zchus of Shmiras Shabbos that they had caused them to be full of mitzvos kerimon, and therefore they had a greater sense of Hashras Hashchina in Tveria, and they were privy to these kulas because Rabbi Chaim ben Akavi was less worried about them taking unfair advantage of these kulas because they were such b'nei Torah. Okay, so that's the Gemara Vayter now. Amar Rav Huna lo shanu ela lemalos aval lishpoch aser, that when we said in the Mishnah that a mechitza tliya is matir by gzustra to fill up the water, you have this balcony and you can use the mechitza tliya to pull up water from underneath, that's only to fill up the water, but lishpoch, to pour the water out, aser. So maskar of shizvi v'chima bein zeh lu'uka, why is this any different than a chatzar that's smaller than dalar al dalar amos, where we're going to see in today's Mishnah that if there's an uka, if there's a hole that can hold two sa'a of water, you're allowed to pour out to it on Shabbos, and the Brisa says that even if the hole is filled up with water from before Shabbos, you could still pour into it on Shabbos, even though you know exactly where that water is going. You know it's going to go out into the Rishus Rabbim. So why is that any different than the Gzustra? So it says, Mara, honey, timey, vahani, lo timey. The mayim that's in the guma can get absorbed in the ground, and therefore when you pour it out into the chatzar, that's what your real intention is, that it should be absorbed into the ground. If it goes out into the Rishus Rabbim, that wasn't your intention. So it's a davar shenu miskaven. But hani lo taimi, the water that's under the gezustra is never going to be absorbed into the ground. It's a canal that you have going under the gezustra. So it can't be that it's going to sit in place. You know when you're pouring it out that it's going to continue to flow. Don't say that it's only mutter to be mamali, but to pour out is asr. The second version of it is we say the exact opposite, that you're even allowed to pour out through the gzustra. So the Gemara asks, well, isn't that pashut? The Mishnah is going to say you're allowed to pour out water from a chatzer as long as you have a hole in the ground. So now I might have thought to distinguish between when the water can get absorbed in the ground and when you know that the water is going to flow out, kamash malan, that there's no such distinction. The chen shnei gzustraos. Now we said in the Mishnah that if you have two gzustraos, zu lemala mizu, one balcony is on a higher level than the other one, and they made a mechitza only for the Eliona, shtei and asuros, that they asur at each other, and therefore even the people in the higher balcony are not allowed to drop the bucket through the 4x4 tefach hole to fill up water. So amravuna amarav lo shanum. That's only if the two balconies are very close to each other. But if they're more than four tefachim distant from each other, then Elyona Mutaris, then the upper balcony is allowed to fill in water, through the hole in the floor of the balcony, and the lower balcony does not aser on them. Why not? That's what we had a few days ago, that a person cannot aser on somebody else. Derech Havir, that since the lower balcony not only has to reach up in order to utilize the the upper balcony. They also need to reach across to be able to utilize the upper balcony. So we assume that they're not going to asr on each other derech avir. So that's the that's Rav's shita. Okay, now that we've seen already. So now says the Gemara. Now we're going to discuss what if you have a reshus that you use all the time, but it's not technically yours. So does that asr on you on Shabbos? Will that asr your usage of your own reshus on Shabbos without a neir? So Amar Rav Amar B'Chiv Rav Yosef Amar Rav Oshia. Yesh gezel b'Shabbos v'churba machzir l'baylim. Two statements, that there's gezel on Shabbos and the churba goes back to its real owner. So says Gemara, wait, if we understand these statements properly, they are a stira minei ubei. Ha guf akasha. This is a stira, because the Gemara understands yesh gezel b'Shabbos means that you're allowed to be gozel reshus and use it on Shabbos, that even though you're using it shalok adin, it's not your reshus, but since you use it all the time, there's like a kinyan gzela, becomes ki'ilu, it's yours as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, and therefore you're allowed to carry things from there to your house. So amrit yesh gezel b'Shabbos al makanya. So it sounds like when you use that reshus, even shalok adin, it becomes yours as far as Shabbos is concerned. But then you say v'chorba matzir l'baylim. Sounds like if there's a chorba that you use all the time, it's not yours for Shabbos. It goes back to its real owner. Al malokanya. Sounds like you're not kona. So it's a stira. So achikamar yesh din gezel b'Shabbos. That the din of gezel applies on Shabbos. What's the din of gezel? V'heish v'sagzela shargazel. You have to return that which you stole. So you have the din of having to return it because it's not yours. Ketzad dechorba machzir l'baylim. How does that work? Because the chorba goes back to its original owner. You're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. So it's really saying the same. It's really saying one thing. Amar Rabbi Musvinu Nashmaitin. We can ask on this from our Mishnah, meaning this statement that I just said that yesh din gezel b'Shabbos, and that if you use a property without permission, that when it comes Shabbos, that property is going to become aser to you. That seems to be against our Mishnah, because the Mishnah said v'chein shnei gzuzshozu l'malam izu, that if they only make a mechitza on the Eliona, they both become aser. Even the Bnei Eliona are not allowed to fill up water because the Bnei HaTachtona aser on them. V'yamrit yesh din gezel b'Shabbos amay asuros. But if you hold that anyone who uses someone else's reshus without reshus, without permission, doesn't aser, so why do they both become aser? The Bnei HaTachtona are using it shalok adin. The Bnei Eliona should be mutter, because they could tell the Bnei HaTachtona, excuse me, this is my property. You have nothing to do with this, and therefore it should be mutter for the Bnei Eliona. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Hacham Mayaskinan, Gon Shasu Mechitza B'Shutfus. No, they made a Mechitza Be'Eliona in the case of our Mishnah. Who paid for that Mechitza? So it was jointly paid for by the Bnei Tachtona and the Bnei Eliona. So that is hardly the Bnei Eliona saying, excuse me, this is my Rishus, you don't get to use it. Obviously, part of the deal was that when they're making a Mechitza together around the Eliona, was that the Bnei Tachtona do have rights in it. That's not like Gezel, that's not like a Churva that you just happen to make yourself at home in and you happen to make yourself comfortable with using. Ihach, he says the Gemara, if that's the case, Kesel Tachtona Nami, then even if they made a Mechitza for the lower one as well, it should, since they're Shutvim in the Mechitzos, they should still aser on each other. Why do we assume that only because they made a Mechitza la Eliona, but not for the Tachtona, that's why it's going to be aser. Even if they made for the Tachtona as well, it's going to be aser, because it was all done b'shutvus. So says the Gemara, no, kibin dasa la Tachtona, galu gali daita. They're the Bnei Tachtona, megaladas, da'ano b'hadach lo nichali, that they don't want to use the Eliona anymore. So even though they did pay for the Mechitza and the Eliona, but once they make their own Mechitza to fill in water through their own Gzustra, that's their siluk. They're saying, we're moving away from the Eliona right now, and therefore, once that happens, the Bnei Eliona are perfectly free to use the Mechitza that they have in order to fill up water on Shabbos. They were clearly being misalik themselves from the Eliona. What if the Bnei Eliona chipped in for the Mechitza on the Tachtona? Do you still assume that that's a siluk? So the Torah writes that even if the Mechitza Tachtona was also made b'shutfus, neither one asers on the other. So the Beis Yosef says, even though when they're all shutfim in both of the Mechitzos, l'chora, you would think that they're not being misalik from each other. He says, no, they are being misalik from each other, because why else would they each make their own Mechitza? Meaning, why else would they have Mechitzos in both the Eliona and the Tachtona? Obviously, they each want the convenience of filling up water from their own Gzustra. So why do they do it b'shutfus then? I don't know, there are all sorts of cheshbonos. You can't, people are always complicated in terms of the cheshbonos of how they spend their money and why they spend their money here and there and their tax benefits and this and that. I don't understand that. There's always all sorts of cheshbonos. So people have a cheshbon. So maybe it's to make up for the fact that that the Bnei Tachtona already paid for the Elyona, so they owe him one, so they're gonna create by the Tachtona as well. But clearly they're trying to be Masalik themselves from each other if they each make their own independent mechitzas. Okay, new Mishnah now. Chatzar shibchutza me arba amos. So if you have a chatzar that's less than dalar amos, ain shovchin betocha mayim b'shabbos. You're not allowed to pour water out into the chatzar on Shabbos, because you definitely want that water to go out into the Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, your whole chatzar is going to become very muddy, even though you're not actually pouring it out into the Rosh Hashanah, but it's only going out mikocho. But we're afraid. Rashi points out that if we allow this, then you're going to come to pour out directly into the Rosh Hashanah. The Gaon Yaakov points out that from the Rashba it sounds that they're not choshesh that you're going to say that it's mutter to pour into the Rosh Hashanah. That it's just choshesh that because you're chas al chatzero, that you don't want your chatzar to become destroyed, you'll come to do it anyway. Not that you're going to think it's mutter, but that you'll have a yetzarara to do it. As you're pouring the water out, you realize, oh, the whole front of my house is going to be full of mud. So you're going to want to go bring it out into the Rosh Hashanah instead. So, but there is a heter. If you have like a hole in the chatzar that can hold two saw of water, then you're allowed to pour water into that. It has to be that below the drain pipe in that hole, there's two saw, it could fill up with two saw of water. Obviously, if it's all going to be, if all that is above the drain pipe, it won't help because it'll all drain out straight to the shusram anyway. And that hole could be in the Rosh Hashanah right next to the chatzar or in the chatzar itself. The only difference is if you have such a hole where the water is being poured out into that's in the Rosh Hashanah, and then you need to cover that hole in order that it should be a makom p'tur and the water goes out into a makom p'tur rather than have the status of a Rosh Hashanah. But mibifnim, it could just be a hole in the ground. You don't have to actually turn it into a makom p'tur because it's part of your Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, biv shu kamur. If you have a pipe that is covered over, arba amos b'Rosh Hashanah, for the first four amos that it goes out into the Rosh Hashanah, shovchum l'tocha mayim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to pour water in there on Shabbos. The chamram, say afilu gag or chatzar me'ama, even if you have a roof or a chatzar that's 100 amos long and the biv goes across the drain pipe goes across the entire thing, lo yishpoch al pi biv avol shovich l'gag v'amayim yordan l'biv. Don't pour into the drain pipe, because pouring into the drain pipe is the same as pouring out into the Rosh Hashanah, but you could pour on the roof knowing full well where it drains to, that it drains out into the drain pipe. It's one step removed. So when we said that it's dafka if your chatzar is dalet amos, that you're allowed to pour water out into the chatzar, that's when measuring the size of the chatzar, the achsadra and the chatzar could join together to achieve that shear of dalet amos. If you have two upper stories, zu keneged zu, that are across from each other, and there's a chatzar that's less than dalet amos, open up in front of them, and some of them made one of them made a hole in the chatzar, the other one did not. So esha asuuka mutar, esha lo asuuka asurin. The one that made this hole in the chatzar to be able to hold the water, they're allowed to pour the water out there on Shabbos. But the one that didn't, not allowed to pour the water there on Shabbos. So now the Gemara discusses, why is it that it's dafka chatzar, it's dalet amos by dalet amos, and chatzar shein by dalet amos, all of a sudden you're not allowed to pour water out. So my time, what's the basis for that din of the Mishnah at the very beginning of the Mishnah? Amar Rabba, so two opinions. Rabba's opinion of Neshad, that a person uses an average usage of water is two saw of water each and every day, and therefore within an area of dalet amos, that's a proper amount in order to keep the dirt of the chatzar down, that it shouldn't become too sometimes when dirt is not moist and you trample all over the dirt rises up and becomes difficult to breathe. So they would need to be mezalif. If they have dirt floors, they would need to sprinkle water on the floors. You see at a baseball game sometimes they have the dirt around by the bases, so at some point they come out with hoses and they hose down the dirt. Why are they hosing down? They're trying to make mud? No, they don't want it to be muddy. They just don't want that the dirt should fly up. So they're mezalif that area of dalet amos by dalet amos with two saw of water. So since in that case you're not really interested in the water leaving the chatzar, adrabah, that amount of water is useful for you in the chatzer. So then, even if the water has, some of the water drains out of the chatzer, that's clearly not your kavana. But pachas me'arba, if the chatzer is less than dalet amos, so then shovchan, then you're clearly doing it just to pour it out, because it's not going to be helpful for you. So ida avid uka shari v'ilo asr. Then you need the uka. Then you need a hole in the ground where in the chatzer where the water can go, because you're not interested in the water filling up your in the water actually being in your chatzer. Rabbi Zera Amar, Rabbi Zera says no. Arba amos taimi, that in 4 amos, 2 sa of water will absorb into the ground, and you don't need the water to go out into the Rosh Hashanah. Pachas v'arba amos lo taimi. If it's less than 4 amos, it won't get absorbed into the ground. So again, the machlokas is that Rabbi said it's all about what you would prefer to create the sense of zilif, which you want to do anyway. So up until 4 amos, when you have 4 amos or more, 2 sa of water is useful and beneficial to you to put in the chatzer. But if it's less than 4 amos, then the 2 sa of water is going to be harmful to you. It's not beneficial to you. Whereas Rabbi Zera says it's not about beneficial or not. It's just the metzias. Will it get absorbed in the ground or will it not get absorbed in the ground? That up until 4 amos it gets absorbed in 4 amos or more it gets absorbed in the ground. Less than 4 amos, it's not going to get absorbed in the ground. My benayu, what's the nafkamina between the 2 shitos? So Rabbi Aruch v'katimika benayu. What if the space is 16 square amos, but it's not 4 by 4, it's 2 by 8? So according to Rabba, it's asr to pour there, because since it's not dalet al dalet amos, you wouldn't be mezalif such a makom, because it's not such a useful makom anyway to be mezalif. Whereas according to Rabbi Zera, you're allowed to pour there, because since it could get absorbed into the ground, because it's the same square footage, or square amount of square amos, that it's going to be the same amount, so then it can get absorbed into the ground, so it would be mutter. So it says, well, let's try to bring rayas. Tana, and we have in our Mishnah, chatzar v'aksadra misarfen l'arbamos, and a chatzar and aksadra combined for dalet amos, so bishlam, the Rabbi Zeru nicha. I understand very well, according to Rabbi Zeru, that it's all about what will be absorbed in the ground, so as long as you hit the proper square footage, so it's going to get absorbed in the ground, so that makes sense. El l'rabba kasha, but according to Rabba, it's only an area that you would be mezalev, because it's a very usable area. So chatzar and aksadra, it's going to be oddly shaped, it's not going to be a very usable area, so you wouldn't be mezalev such an area. So Tirgum Rabbi Zeru, alib de Rabba, Rabbi Zeru comes to Rabba's defense over here, even though Rabbi Zera is the one on the other side of the machlokas, but he says, I have to be honest over here, that's not a big kasha on my adversary. He says, so he answers for Rabba, aksadra malachs al pnei kol chatzar kula, ba'aksadra malachs al pnei kol chatzar kula. We're talking about an aksadra that runs along the full length of the chatzar, and therefore between the chatzar and the aksadra creates a space that's dalet al dalet, not arich v'katin, not like a long strip, but a space that's dalet al dalet, which is ra'ui l'ziluf. So tashma, let's bring another raya. Chatzar shein ba'arba amos al arba amos. The Braisa tells us that if a chatzar is less than dalet al dalet, ein shovchin l'tocha mayim b'shabbos. You're not allowed to pour water into it on Shabbos. The Braisa doesn't say a chatzar that doesn't have dalet al dalet. It dafka says that arba amos al arba amos. So it sounds like that it shouldn't have a square area of dalet al dalet. But it's not enough that it not have a square area of dalet al dalet. But it sounds like it has to be square mamish. That it can't be rectangular. So Bishlam of the Rabba, according to Rabba, that it's all about whether it's royal Ziluf Nicha. I understand very well that only if it's square, it's royal Ziluf, but if it's oddly shaped, it's not royal Ziluf anyway. And the Rabbi Zera, but if it's about how much will get absorbed into the ground, so Kasha, what difference does it make what shape the area is? So Amalach Rabbi Zera, Hamani, Rabbaninhi. Rabbi Zera would respond that this Braisa follows the Shita of the Rabbanan, who said in the Mishnah that if you have a pipe, even though it's Dalet Amos, where the water can get absorbed into, you're not allowed to pour water there on Shabbos. So they hold the fact that you're allowed to pour water in a chatzah that's more than dalet amos is because it's roi lezalef, and that's why they ask for pouring into the pipe, because that's not a place where you would be mezalef. Umas nisin in the Mishnah that did not require that the chatzah be dafka square, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that's following the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that even if you have a pipe that's less than dalet amos, you're allowed to pour into, because he holds the reason for arba amos is because it gets absorbed in the tusa of water, gets absorbed, and not because you need a place that's ra'i l'ziluf. Umay dochid Rabbi Zera lukma l'masnis and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What was the hechrich for Rabbi Zera to say that the basis of our Mishnah, that dalet amos can be is enough for tusa of water to become absorbed, and therefore even if it's a narrow and long chatzer, it would be good enough. So to say that the Mishnah is going like like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and not say that the reason is that Arba Amos is a place that's ra'u leziluf, where you would want to sprinkle water there, and say that the Mishnah is telling us that it's got to be square like the Chachamim. So Rav Masnisen Kashi say, because he had a problem with the Mishnah. Ma'ir Yitani Chatzar Shib Chusa. Why does it say a Chatzar that's less than Dalet Amos? That sounds like the problem is that it has less than the shear of Dalet al Dalet Amos. But if it has that shear, even if it's not shaped the way you would like it, even if it's not square, then it would be good, then it would be fine. It makes it sound like it's only because it's less square footage. Listening Chatzar Shein Ba Arba Amos al Arba Amos. Why not say that it's not a square? And that's the problem. So the fact that the Mishnah formulated it in that way, Allah Shmamina, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he Shmamina. It must be that it's following the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and that we don't mind if it's not square, as long as it has that square footage. Bahamid the Sefer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Reish Alav Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, says more, but wait a second, the Sefer of the Mishnah follows Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which implies that the Reish is not going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov gets introduced later on in the Mishnah. So says more, Kula Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Yivichsur Mechsovach Ketani. The whole Mishnah is really authored by Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and it's just missing some lines. Chatzar Shib Chusam, Harba Amos, Ein Shofchon Letocha Mayim B'Shabbos. If the Chatzar is less than Dalet Amos, you're not allowed to pour water into it in Shabbos. Ha'arba Amos, but if it's four Amos, even if it's not squared, it's 8 by 2 or whatever, Shofchon, then you are allowed to pour. Shib Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Biv HaKom, or Arba Amos, B'Rishos Rab, Shofchon Letocha Mayim B'Shabbos, because it's Sher Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is of the opinion that if you have this Biv HaKom, or you have this covered up Biv, that goes four amos into the Rosh Hashanah with a cover on it, so you're allowed to pour out into it on Shabbos. Because your kavana is not to pour items, to pour the water out into the Rosh Hashanah. So we speak about these spaces, whether it's dalet amos by dalet amos, if it's not exactly dalet al dalet, but it's 8 by 2, does it have the same status of being dalet al dalet? Where this most often comes up is not over here when it comes to being mezaleh for chatzar, pouring water into a chatzar. It most often comes up in Hilchos Mezuzah. The Rambam writes in the sixth parak of Hilchos Mezuzah that a bayi shein ba arba amos al arba amos is potter mezuzah, but im yesh bo kedei l'raveya arba al arba amos b'shaveh, if it's enough square footage, even though it's round or it's got five corners or it's oddly shaped, it's archo yasra al rachbo, it's rectangular, he says, then still chayiv b'mezuzah, that the Rambam shita is that it doesn't have to dafka be dalet amos by dalet amos, that it could be as long as it's that general square footage, 16 square amos. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerideya, like the Rambam. But the Shach points out that the Rosh and Rabbi Yeruchim disagree that it's got to be dalet al dalet amos in each direction. And if it's not dalet amos in each direction, then the usage of the room is not one that would require a mezuzah. And therefore, the Shach recommends you should put up a mezuzah, but do so without a bracha, because it's machlokas haposkim whether it requires a mezuzah in the first place. So the question is: are there any rayas from our Gemara? There's a Chuvus Marsham who does bring a raya from our Gemara against the Shitas Rambam, but we're not going to get into it right now. Let's try to finish up over here. So it says the Gemara Vayter, Blazman Yaakov Amar Biv HaKamur. So we said that if you have this pipe that's covered for the first four amos out into the Rosh HaSarabim, you're allowed to pour water. So Masnis and Lo Kachananya, Titani Chananya Omar, Afilu Gag Mei Amalu Yishpok, Lufishena Gag Osil Vla Lekaleach. That whenever an area is not meant to absorb, it's meant to pour things out, I don't care how long it is. So that's clearly against this din of Biv HaKamur, that if you have a drain pipe that runs 100 amos long on your roof, you're not allowed to pour out into it. Why? Because it's a drain pipe. It's not meant to absorb the water. So says when is all this stuff about dalet amos being the shear that you're allowed to pour water? That's bimos hachama. That's in the summertime. Of mos hagashamim, everything's muddy anyway during the wintertime. So shofech v'shona ve'enu nimna. Yeah, pour as much as you want. My time, amarava adam rotsa shivol mayim b'mukoman. Normally, a person wants the water to become absorbed in place, meaning he doesn't want that the water will go out outside of the chatzar, and he doesn't care if it stays in place. But what about water that goes out into the pipe that you do that you want to absorb? You don't want it to go out into the Rosh Hashanah. The katani lo yishpoch, and it still says you're not allowed to pour it. What exactly are you concerned that you're going to ask for pouring water in the chatzar? If you're worried about that it's going to ruin the chatzar, it's going to make it all muddy, muddy. In the wintertime, it's all muddy anyway. That people are going to look and people are going to say, oh, look, his pipe is pouring water out. Stam tzinoros mekalchel mayim. In the wintertime, all the pipes are gushing with water. Amrav Nachman, b'yimosa gishamim uka machzik sasayim, nosin lo sasayim. During the wintertime, if you have a hole in the ground that can hold two sa'ah, you could pour two sa'ah of water into it. Machzik sa'ah, nosin lo sa'ah. If it can hold one sa'ah, pour one sa'ah of water into it. B'yimosa chamim, in the summertime, machzik sasayim, nosin lo sasayim. If it can hold two sa'ah of water, you could pour two sa'ah of water in. But sa'ah, ain't no so called liquor. If it only holds one sa'ah, you're not allowed to pour any water into it. Says where b'yimosa chamim nami, machzik sa'ah, nesin lo sa'ah. What could be the problem? If it holds a saw, why can't you pour a saw of water into it? It's not overflowing. So gzera dilma asilit in this asayim. We're afraid you might overflow it. Iachim mosak sham nami nigzar. Why don't we make the same gzera that you might come to overflow it during the wintertime as well? No, hasa my nechashal. What are we concerned about in the wintertime? Imishum kilkel chatzer, or what? That he's going to ruin his chatzer. Hamakalkel v'kaim. The chatzer is ruined anyway. It's wintertime. Imishum gzera sham yomru yitzinor shal plonim mekalech mayim. If it's because we're afraid what people are going to say that his pipes are flowing with water, stam tzinor. In the wintertime, everybody's tzinoros are flowing with water. So you can mamish pour as much as you want into that chater. Okay, so we're going to have to stop there. Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom tomorrow and finish up the parak.